Senator, thank you for taking my call. I know it's been a very busy day this Monday in the legislature altogether. Can you give me a rundown?
We just got off the floor just minutes ago, and it's almost 4 o'clock here. I think great progress dealing with the governor's vetoes and the permanent fund dividend. We agreed to a $1,600 permanent fund dividend. We did restore many of the vetoes of the governor's, the vetoes that he had made earlier. We put them back into the budget. So things like debt reimbursement for schools, so that half of it was passed on to the local communities. Now the whole thing is being picked up by the state. So a borough will not have to raise property taxes in order to pay for that. That's debt reimbursement. We also then added back, probably the biggest issue, is $110 million to the university. That was about a 41% cut. We didn't add it all back, all the cuts, but $110 million added back in. So there will be some reductions to the university, of course, but not as serious as they were at first. $2.7 million for senior benefits, and that is means-tested, so you don't get that if you're just a senior. You only get it if you are in poverty. So
yeah, I want to ask you
$2.7 million back in there.
I want to ask you a little bit about that. I've been hearing from the Homer Senior Center, and they issued a letter of position on 13 of their people are about to be evicted because of losing their benefits and not being able to pay. This isn't going to just be cleared up tomorrow because, of course, the governor could veto it again.
Well, yes, of course, the governor can veto it again. Whether he will or not, it's hard for me to say. But you're right. I've heard from the director of the senior center there and telling me that people were being evicted. This amount, if that holds, it'll make them whole again, and they will have those funds.
But I interrupted you. I do want to hear what else was restored by the Senate today. Then it goes to the House for approval, and then to the governor to be signed or not.
$2 million put back in for public broadcasting, which is good news for KBBI that was put back in. $8.8 million for Head Start. That's all of the early childhood education programs. $2.7 million was added back in for the Alaska Arts Council. Without that, we'd be the only state without a state arts council. There was some money added back into fish management, into commercial fisheries. $3 million added back into the village public safety program. A marine highway system, we added $5 million into that, which hopefully will at least help solve the issues that are being faced. I'm not sure how far that'll go, but that'll certainly help. And it's like sort of like Groundhog's Day. We've been there before. This is the third vote I've taken on restoring some of those vetoes. And
it's frustrating when things seem to go very slowly.
Just for folks to remember, this is a $1,600 permanent fund dividend. I know many people wanted the $3,000 dividend, but I heard from my communities that I represent saying, we don't want you to slash and burn all of the state agencies and all of the state programs in order to give us a $3,000 dividend. So that's the compromise. I mean, people are going to be unhappy about that. Not having a $3,000 dividend. But the problem is, if we were to give her that $3,000 dividend, almost $2 billion, it eliminated all of these programs I've just mentioned to you. So that's where we are, Kathleen.
Thank you.
I think people are never going to be happy with everything, but I think we made some major steps forward today.
You have gaveled out for today, but also for the session.
We're done, pretty much. We will have a technical session, unless we need an additional session, but I think we have an agreement with the House, and so everything should be in a pretty good shape right now to be done with it until we hear what the governor wants to do.
Okay, well, thank you, Senator Stevens. I appreciate the call.
Great, Kathleen. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.